I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
All right.
I'm so sad that I don't get to say goodbye to you in person. Like, my heart is broken. I'm so sad.
I hit record.
Sorry. Here we go.
Oh, here.
Apocalypse 2020.
I got it. I didn't hit record on Skype yet. I hit record on my phone. I can edit that out. We are starting. I got the phone going, and we got Skype going. Avoid legal snags by telling people they are being recorded. You are
That's
being
weird.
Recorded.
It says it in the thing. It says, Shannon is recording the call. So I don't know why you need to tell me, but okay.
All right. Corona IV. Corona. COVID 19. Week 2. So
yeah.
I'm going to try and push this out on Thursday. I was thinking maybe we should record like every few days just to document the apocalypse.
Slow motion apocalypse.
Right. It is, but this nation's going to be over it in 2 weeks. Come Easter, come hell or high water.
That's what Trump says. No matter what, that's when we're going to be good again. So it's got to happen.
And everyone else is like, yeah, how about May? Maybe June. Calm down.
He's so fucking dumb. I don't understand how his approval ratings have gone up. People see him just like on television having verbal diarrhea being like, we care about our veterans. Okay, we care about our veterans very much. We're just gonna do things to care for them. Democrats, they're shit, they're trash, they're not working with me. I agree with them on this one thing, but what, like, he's just like talking out of his ass like normal, and people are like, that's a leader. How?
I am so glad governors and mayors have stepped up and closed down their cities before he has. We'd all be partying still in the streets, like going around like there's not a care in the world. We should have shut down when China shut down. We should have just been like, you know what? Let's not wait till it gets here. Let's make sure it doesn't get here and close the borders.
Well, I mean, and he's been shutting the borders now. That's like locking the house once the murderer's already inside. Right?
The murderer's in the house and you want to lock him in with us? Thanks. Already here. Why don't I just run up the stairs while I'm at it? You run up the stairs instead of out the front door.
Yeah. Yep. We have a special guest tonight for sad reasons.
Miss Isla's going to join us for her first time podcasting with us. Usually it's my exchange student's first or second time by now.
No, she did. She podcasted with us on the Disney trip one.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. Yes, on the Disney trip.
So if you guys go back to the episode More Vacation, you can hear Isla's takes on Disney World.
Yes. So Isla is leaving us. Her program has ended early because of COVID-19. And we got her email today that she's going to fly home Thursday. So I'm going to hope to drop this by Thursday. And, you know, she'll be leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane.
I was going to join you on that, but then I realized there might be a lag, and then that would have been terrible. So, Isla, how do you feel about going home? Are you, like, excited, or are you more nervous?
I'm so sad and a little bit nervous to go back home.
I haven't been catching up. How's Germany's coronavirus right now? Like, are they in a bad
Less
state?
Less than ours. We surpassed Germany finally. Woo! And probably if you count it all active cases, we'd probably be over Italy these days too.
Yeah.
But I think I saw Germany was sitting at 10,000.
Yeah, I think so.
New York City is sitting at 10,000, so...
Yeah, New York State's at 20-some thousand, and it's apparently 5% of the world's cases, New York.
Nice.
Well done, New York.
Yeah. Remember what I said last week, that we were still going to go to New York 2 weeks ago? I said, yeah, well, I think we'll call it if they reach 1,000 or shut down the island. They're over 10,000 now.
I'm nodding vigorously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, not going to New York. Spirit amazingly gave us all our money back. What?
They didn't give us our money back. We just get to use it for different flights.
A future flight, yes.
Which, you're right. It is a miracle. That is nothing to sneeze at.
Delta gave Isla her cash back.
That's incredible.
I called them, though, and I was like, you know, we have this credit, but she's my foreign exchange student. Can she use this in Europe? Can she use this on a KLM flight from Germany to somewhere else? Or, like, what? And I'm like, she's leaving the country. She's never going to use this credit. And yeah. It was a non-refundable economy flight. And the lady was like, let me talk to my supervisor. And so they gave her all her money back.
That's so nice.
So, yeah. I'm hoping that I might not have to pay a name change fee on my Spirit flight because it's in my name as the primary person. So I think I just have a credit to use on whatever future flight I want. I know.
I was doing Spirit fingers,
you guys. Spirit fingers. Maybe like... Doo-doo, 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 doo-doo. So that makes for great podcastings. Our audio, video streaming right now.
Okay, but I'm trying really hard not to, like, talk over you at all because it sounds terrible when you do that. Like,
right.
We do that all the time anyway on our podcast, which is fine. People love us. We're delightful. But, like, since we're recording over Skype, talking over each other sounds really, like, choppy and bad. So you guys are just missing all the dance moves that I'm doing to accent Shannon's talking.
So, Isla, why don't you tell us about your time here, what you liked best, what you are sad you missed out on, just whatever your thoughts are. So, just a little interview with you, and then we get to end the interview with our annual foreign exchange student saying, which I've prepped you on, so I hope you've given it some thought.
Yeah.
So, all right, so go ahead and tell everyone. Our 13 listeners and Maggie. How's it been?
It was so great. It was a great time, and I really gonna miss you guys.
I'm gonna miss you too, honey.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Disney. I think this was my highlight. I really loved it.
Yay.
And I definitely want to go back to Disney.
Ooh, Disney! I told her, I said, you know, she can come back and visit anytime she wants, and maybe next summer she can come back for sword camp and, you know, stay an extra week or two to hang out. But, you know, I was like, we can meet in New York. You don't have to come back to Michigan, or we can meet in Disney, you know, talk your parents into spending 10 grand on a Disney vacation. Be like, my sister doesn't need to be an exchange student. Let's just use that money on a Disney vacay, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you knew other kids from your program. How many of them got to go to Disney World?
Yeah, I don't think anyone because they were all going now.
Yeah, they wanted to go in the spring.
They were all going for spring break, and we went early in November like crazy people. Because we could. Because it was like, why the fuck not? Why not?
That's how we roll.
All
right, so tell us more about your time here. Classes that you liked or school events that you had a fun time with. Were there any of those things? Like, what classes did you enjoy? Did you enjoy homecoming? Did you do any other things at school? Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, I enjoyed all of my classes. I don't even know which one I liked the best.
She had personal power this term, like Lisa did.
So great and relaxing.
I love it that they have, like, what is it, a self-esteem class in high school now.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed homecoming. It was a great time. And I'm going to miss the high school. It's so much fun with the school spirit and all the people. It's so great.
It's a lot bigger than your home in Germany, right?
Yes, yeah. A lot.
Yeah. And you guys don't do a lot of extracurricular activities through the school, right?
Yeah.
It's all, like, community-based extracurricular activities. So I guess this has been a real shift in culture as, like, schools, like you said, school spirit is really interwoven within our schooling and sports and activities and community. So
my school doesn't even have any sports. So
You're going to go back home and be like, where are the sports? Where's the fun?
I'm really going to miss the football games.
Football games are super fun.
Yes.
I love that. Every year I used to whine to my dad and be like, Daddy, I need football tickets when I went to U of M, just because I enjoyed the social aspect. And he even called me out on that. He was like, you just want to be around all your friends. And I was like, yeah.
That's what everyone does.
Yeah, it's a social activity. It's the thing to do.
Yeah.
So...
But I really like football.
What I did say to him at the time was, I also want to drink.
Isla drank your Guinness float on St. Patrick's Day. She was very excited.
Yes.
I love Guinness floats.
It was so delicious.
You bitch.
Oh, man. Yep. So, that's it. We took you to Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
Our little barbarian village up north, and we went to Disney. We didn't get to hit a lot of the museums here in town yet. I think we're going to try and do that, you know, next, coming up. So, just, you know, a lot of time at home, a lot of time at school activities, a lot of making out with her boyfriend in the hallways. Anything else you want to add, dear?
No, I'm just really grateful for you.
Aw, thank you. We're so grateful to have you this year, too. Really. It's a blessing. Always a blessing to be a host mom.
You were such a great exchange student, and there was a time really early in the year where I was like, Isla's perfect, when Catherine was really upset and you went over to comfort her, and I was like, this girl, I love her. So you just have, like, such a big heart, and you're such a wonderful person, and I am so sad to have to say goodbye to you over this and not get to say goodbye in person and that you have to leave early, but just, like, keep going out in the world and being a badass and, like, showing that compassion and love to everybody. You're just gonna make such a huge difference out in the world. I just know it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, you don't have to hang out with us anymore if you don't want to. You can, but all right, you have one more thing to say for us, and I'm gonna move the phone closer to your face so you can say it nice and clear. Have you thought about what you're going to say?
Yeah.
All right. Go for it.
Lutsch eine Tüte Schwänze.
Do it one more time.
Lutsch eine Tüte Schwänze.
Yeah, that's right. Lutsch eine Tüte Schwänze. What did you decide to say, Isla? Is there a direct American translation to that?
Yeah, it's suck a bag of dicks.
Suck a bag of dicks. I told her she's going to make it to the intro of our podcast now, right after Susan Suck de Beat.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
By the time we keep doing this and hosting, we're going to have like 8 different ways to say suck a bag of dicks at the beginning of our podcast.
Maybe we need to make that our outro.
Yeah, a bunch of them at the outro.
Yeah.
I'll remix the French and the German. I'll auto-tune it. I'll turn it into a jam. We know we should have General Back Pain do that for us. We'll give him the two audio files, and he can say it in English, and then auto-tune and splice in the French and German. There we go.
I need a chef's kiss, you guys. Because it's perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. You're dismissed if you want. I love you.
I love you.
Oh. Go cry in your bed. Finish packing. You Good look time. Tired, so yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So here is my story from that I've been excited to tell you. Like, I didn't even tell you on text because I was so excited to tell you on the podcast because I wanted a genuine reaction.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
So remember I called into that Disney podcast previously and I told you about it and we listened to it?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
They were
so
very generous and long-winded. Yes.
Yeah, well, he's great, right? It was so fun. And so I called in recently to give some, like, Disney recommendations and to tell them one of my favorite stories from when I was a cast member. And I told about the time that I met Jeremy Bullock, the one who played Boba Fett, right?
Uh-huh.
And I also mentioned that I had worked at Kilimanjaro Safaris. And do you know what question he asked me?
Hmm.
Did you ever see an animal where they weren't supposed to be?
You're like, yes. I
don't think I'm supposed to talk about it.
They brainwash us so much that even 10 years after not working there, I don't think I can publicly talk about it.
I'm scared Disney would come after me. Right? And then he goes, well, as long as it wasn't a lion and like out by Flame Tree Barbecue. And then I got to specify, oh no, it was an animal on the safari in a part of the safari where it didn't belong. So like, then that doesn't sound like as big of a deal,
right?
We even had that happen with the little ducks. The little ducks wandered up the path to like go where the hippos were instead of staying in their area.
Right.
That's no big deal. But definitely a cheetah climbing a tree and jumping into the ride path was a big fucking deal.
I don't think I can disclose that, but yes.
So then I told a couple, like I said to you earlier, I told a couple of my Disney friends that, and they were just like, OMG. Because, I mean, that story is iconic. You've heard it from me, you've heard it from Julie, like, that story. And then, I was working at the merge point later that day, which was insane because we'd just given out 1 million fast passes for people to come back. And this person was like, I heard a lion escaped. And I was like, that did not happen.
I assure you, that did not happen.
And they were like, what did happen? And I was like, Not that, though.
Not that. Love it.
They had to trank the cheetah and drag him off.
That's something you don't want children seeing.
But no, they had to. So the guy who was first truck of the day calls it in. There's like a radio code. Make up a radio code that means escaped animal.
Pink 97.
Perfect. Pink 97 cheetah. And the manager was like, 10-9, which means, can you repeat that, please? And you should have heard the tone of voice. It was like, excuse me?
10-97, Gino!
So, yeah, they had to back that truck up. So I emergency exited with my guests on the truck, and I drove them around backstage.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually disappointed because the emergency exit that I took is the exit that we got to do every day, and I was so disappointed that I didn't get to emergency exit at one of the different emergency exits. Like, I was so sad that I went the normal way that I always got to go, and I was like, oh, come on, I really wanted to exit the ride someplace I never get to drive.
Right.
But yeah, that was just so funny that he asked that question directly, and I was like,
maybe. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, they're animals. They're crafty. They get bored too.
I mean, wouldn't you sit around all day and try to figure out a way to escape? Doesn't that sound fun?
Have you ever had an indoor cat that used to try to get out?
Yeah, a tiger. So I just started letting her out.
So, but, like, the first couple times they do it, they, like, stand by the door being like, now what the fuck do I do?
Right.
Right?
Right. Like, Maisie's starting to do that. Like, we left the door open the other day, and she walked up to the edge of the door outside and, like, looked around. And then the first noise she heard, she jumped back and ran. Ran into the house. Ran away.
So, I was friends with the guy who called it in. I was friends with the guy who was in the first truck. So I've heard a lot of this, like, from his firsthand account, right? And that's what he said, is that the cheetah just was, like standing there being like, now what do I do?
Right. So I did a thing, and I don't know what to do next. I seem to be in a bit of a pickle. Why, sir, can you give me a ride, please? I seem to be in a pickle.
Well, I just thought you would appreciate that. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And plus, we need a positive story to start this out with instead of complaining the whole time about how everything sucks a bag of dicks.
That's definitely interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm working from home. Scott started working from home today. He's at 80%. So he gets to claim, partial unemployment, underemployment, and though he's still working full time at home, I figure that one out for me. And I don't know. I think the only thing that's kind of not bothering me, but just like calm the fuck down, people, is like people who think they're bored, and I'm just like, there's plenty to do in your fucking house. Clean it, refurbish it, read a goddamn book. There's plenty to watch on goddamn Netflix. I'm sure you have a DVD collection. I'm sure you have a CD collection. I am sure you have a stockpile of crafts you thought you were going to do and you never did. Like, calm the fuck down, shut the fuck up, and go spend some time alone or with your family. Calm down.
I keep calling myself bored when what I really am is antsy. Like,
yeah.
If I'm feeling that way and I just go for a drive and then come back, I don't feel that, like, bored anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I feel antsy. I do have tons of shit to do. I've been very busy every day.
Yeah.
I have been. I've been cleaning. I've been reading. I've been studying.
You can leave and take a drive. You just can't go anywhere. We can all exercise. We can all go outside in the yards or walk around the neighborhoods, which we're doing. We meant to take a walk today, which is the only reason I got dressed, but ended up not taking a walk, so maybe I'll do that tomorrow morning. You know, there's plenty to do, and people forget not that long ago, we weren't as connected as we are today, and those are the things you did anyway on a weekend. My parents weren't wealthy. We spent most weekends home. Doing shit. We never went out a lot, ever. Like, the only time we ever left our house was to go grocery shopping, you know, or to walk around the mall or walk around the beach. My mom took us to free shit to do just to get out of the house because she had three kids, you know, and no money. So you did free stuff. And so we're back to 1987. We're all broke. Go find the free shit to do. Just don't touch, lick, or talk to anyone.
Right, exactly. Well, I was so frustrated on my run today. I posted about this on Facebook. So I correctly run on the left side of the road. And this was the third run in a row where I've run into multiple people walking on the right side of the road. And so when I do, it's because I'm coming up on them, facing them, right? And I keep on having to run across to the other side of the road in order to maintain proper social distancing, which is totally screwing up my GPS and my pacing just because these fucking idiots don't know which side of the road to walk on. Very angry about it. It's totally messed me up today.
Maybe they legit don't know what side of the road to walk on.
Maybe they legitimately think that you're supposed to walk on the same side as the cars.
Yeah.
But I just want to yell at them and be like, you're walking on the wrong side of the road, dumbass.
No, you are, cunt.
And then there's
this guy. Where do you think this is, England?
There's this guy who only comments on my Facebook to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I really think I just need to unfriend him. When I posted my
stay home post, I have two friends who like to be dickheads like that, and they both posted, and one of them I just called out. I was like, you know that this post isn't not about essential workers, like, don't be a dick. I'm talking about, you know, white collar and some blue collar workers that are non-essential. Stay home, get your bosses to let you do your goddamn engineering job at home. You know, like restaurants should be closed. I have a friend who works at a shake shop. She works at a goddamn like tropical smoothie place. That place should be fucking closed. No one needs a goddamn smoothie during a pandemic. They need drive-through so that they're not getting out of their cars and talking to people. You know, close down the goddamn tropical smoothie. You don't need to be open. Quite frankly, half these places don't need to be open, but they still are.
Well, I went yesterday because it was yesterday that our governor announced that, like, today we're on lockdown. And so when I realized that this shit was coming, I called and I ordered more contact lenses. And then they just did not come in. And I was like, oh, man. Because the ones that are in my eyes right now are my last pair. And so I went, they called me yesterday and I was like, shit, I have got to go to the optometrist today to pick up my contacts before we're in like emergency land. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't remember what I was going to say at all. Something about something.
Oh, you went to the coffee place, didn't you?
No, I went to Dairy Queen. So I saw that Dairy Queen was open and I was like, this is my last Dairy Queen for a while.
This is my last Dairy Queen ever. Because we're all going to die.
Apocalypse is coming.
Apocalypse is coming.
My last Queen. So yeah, that's what I did. No, you're right. I did go to the coffee place earlier in the week. And I was like, this is my last one for a while. And the lady was like, why? And I was like, well, I'm not working right now. So like, I can't keep coming here. And she gave me my chai for free.
Aww.
It made me cry.
That's fun.
I was like, things have been really hard lately.
Yeah. I went out on Saturday. I tried to go to Costco because I realized we were out of some things that we were going to need, like mayonnaise. And I was going to take a stab at getting some paper towel and maybe toilet paper and pick up other bulk things that we didn't think to get yet. And there was a line. I went at 3 p.m. I was fully warned not to try to go in the morning. And there was a line out the door because they're only letting 300 people in at a time. And so I was like, fuck that. And I drove to Meijer, spent an hour in Meijer, which was, by the end of my trip, it was busier than when it started. So that was weird. And what I found really interesting was seeing what people were buying, what was gone from the shelves. So when you walk down the canned food aisle, almost all the canned vegetables were gone, except for, can you guess what two? You're looking at all the canned vegetables in the canned vegetable aisle, which you know was massive at Meijer. What two vegetables are left fully stocked in the canned food aisle?
Sauerkraut?
That's a really good guess. Asparagus and artichoke hearts.
Why artichoke hearts? Those are delicious.
Fully stocked. Fully stocked.
That would have never been in my guess.
And the canned mushrooms were gone, but I could get jars of mushrooms. So I got glass jars of mushrooms because I am a canned mushroom girl. And I was like, I got to load up because I like putting my mushrooms on everything. So... and so that was a weird trip because it was like 3 jars of mayonnaise and, you know, 30 pound bags of cat and dog food and 30 pounds of litter. So it was that kind of stuff that we needed to get. And then the next Sunday, I ran out to Target because I needed to get Isla some vacuum bags to help her pack her clothes. And so Catherine wanted roller skates and Isla needed vacuum bags. So I went to Target and got to get vacuum bags and roller skates and maybe some glue. And I walked out spending like $280 on random shit like that. So I was like, oh, like it was comfort food. I bought so much Easter candy, but it was like those chocolate hard Cadbury eggs and the Robin eggs that are the malted ball Robin eggs. And like three bags of each of those. Got giant bags of jelly beans to munch on, you know. So it was a cart full of comfort food, roller skates, a yoga mat for Catherine. like random stuff to like make you feel good about yourself. Cause now I got all the food and then I, like you said, we forgot the comfort food. And so like that trip was like comfort food and comfort crap. Like what do we need to make ourselves happy to get through the next 2 or 3 weeks? So it was a weird trip. And that's the last time, I guess, Sunday. But before that, I hadn't left the house in a week. So we've been pretty secluded and already, and which is hard for Catherine still. And I'm really glad Scott's working from home now, because I was worried about that. I was literally going to make him start stripping in the garage before coming into the house. So, which I had threatened him with a good time for several days. So for a whole week, actually, I threatened him with that. But like starting Monday, I was going to really make him start doing it. So I have felt weird today. I've had like a weird tummy ache and I felt flush this afternoon. Like I had drink some wine, but didn't. So I hope I'm not getting sick.
I have a cough today. Like I've had a cough for 2 weeks, but it was worse today, but it's wet. And they say that the corona cough is a dry cough. So
I have had a random dry cough, but it's not consistent. So I did a lot of research on that today. Like the dry cough they're looking for is the dry cough I had in December. That dry cough that was keeping me up all night and damaging my ribs and my muscles because I'm coughing, but nothing is expelling. So that is the cough they're looking for, not a random, oh, I just woke up because it's dry in my house and I have a dry cough. So, which is still happening. So I'm still trying to keep my nose moist, drink some warm liquids during the day to keep everything kind of toit. So
toit, noise.
Toit, noise, toit. Toit nups. So I know you and I are touching our faces a ton, but my hands are clean. I haven't left my house.
My nose is itching like crazy right now. I don't know. It must be because we're talking about things.
I've washed all the skin off my hands, so.
Yeah, same. I washed my hands right before coming in here, actually, to talk to you. Do you have any recommendations? Like, have any good, like, new shows that you watched or something that you've rewatched that you've been enjoying? Like, what sort of recs do you have for people who are stuck at home?
I wanted to start watching The Witcher, which I've seen one of, and I can't watch that shit late at night because I'll have crazy dreams. But now that Catherine's home, it's hard for me to watch it during the day, and I still have to work 8 to 4-ish. So, we've still just been rewatching the same old shit because it's comforting to rewatch Schitt's Creek and The Good Place. We finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine for Isla, and we rewatched all of Good Place again already. And she just started watching Schitt's Creek with us. So She said, I was in the middle of season 3 and I was like, have you seen the other episodes? And she's like, no. I was like, oh, we will start this over. I almost feel like, so now she's seen most of season 3. So she knows David and his boyfriend get together and she knows how it starts. And now I'm like, I think we should skip forward now. So you can at least see them get engaged before you leave the country.
That's funny and cute.
So, I don't know. There's so much content. I just encourage people to find what their jam is and explore. You know, we've been watching a lot of John Hughes movies right now, which don't age as well as you think they will.
One of the movies that I tried to get you to watch, one of the Netflix movies, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. See,
there's a second one now.
Yes. So yeah. Even though I'm pushing 40, I still love teenage drama, like romance movies. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
And in it, they watch 16 Candles, and the girls are Korean, right? Like, their mom was Korean.
Yeah.
And so they're watching it with the boy, and they're like, no, you have to watch this with us. And the boy is watching it with them, and he's like, isn't Long Dong Duck, like, kind of racist? And she goes, no, it's very racist.
Kind of. No, it's very racist. Yeah, Long Duck Dong. Yeah, we watched 16 Candles, and I had rewatched it recently myself, that, and we watched Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club, and some what doesn't age well is the geeks trying to hit on the girls because they're nerds, thinking they can get away with being creeps because they're nerds, and the girls taking it because they're nerds. Like, Anthony Michael Hall is a creep and decided and should have gotten kicked in the nuts the second he tried hitting on Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles. He's just a creep and ignores all social cues. Like, she doesn't want to talk to him, but she's too much of a nice girl, so she doesn't say anything. And she just takes it all. And that was just so upsetting to kind of see and relive. And the same thing with goddamn Ducky. Even though him and Molly are BFFs since childhood, he's a total dick to her and chases after her and harasses her, and she's like, has no interest, and he doesn't take any cues. John Hughes likes to drop the faggot word at least once a movie. At least once. And we watched a lot of John Hughes movies the last few days that was in every movie at least once. Even, I think, Great Outdoors.
Yeah, that's not awesome.
Yeah. So it doesn't age as well as you want it to. Breakfast Club was still pretty good. There wasn't a ton of sexism in there. There was a faggot, though. And Great Outdoors is hilarious. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that were cool 30 years ago aren't as cool now. And when I say cool, I mean not even just socially acceptable. It's like, oh, we've grown and changed as a society, and that behavior is no longer acceptable.
Right.
And and that's the one thing I wish that my parents would get on board with, is it's not being PC, assholes. It's, we're just trying, we're learning how to be better people. We're trying to treat people better and with more respect. And it has nothing to do with being politically correct. It has everything to do with just taking a moment to put yourself in that other person's shoes to see how you think they will feel. That's it.
Well, I mean, that's what I've always said about people who complain about being PC or PC culture. I'm like, when you say that, all I hear is like, I just want to be rude without any consequences. Like,
yeah, pretty much. I just want to be my rude, bigoted self without thinking about it, because that's how it's always been and that's how I want to be. Well, you need to change your feelings, Maggie Mayville, because your feelings are wrong.
Very wrong feelings. Well, let me talk about some of the things that I've watched. I binged I'm Not Okay With This. Did I say that last time? I literally don't remember. A week ago seems like 3 years ago. This has been the longest decade. March has been the longest decade of my life. But yeah, so I watched I'm Not Okay With This, which was pretty enjoyable. Like I binged that. I watched Lock and Key. I told you guys about that last time. I know I did.
Yeah.
And then this week I also started rewatching something, but it is a recommendation. I started rewatching Gravity Falls, which is just like probably like one of my top all-time favorite Disney cartoons. So
oh, we need to watch that Disney movie about feelings. What is it?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. We've never seen it.
I rewatched that recently.
Yeah. I heard it's good, especially for kids who are trying to figure out their feelings.
We've had a lot
of feelings in our house lately.
I watched it in the theater with He Who Shall Not Be Named. And I hadn't seen it since. And I felt so embarrassed because it was like in between. Like, remember we dated and then broke up and then dated again? Like, uh-huh. We were broken up for a little bit. So we went and saw the movie during our breakup time, and I just like cried through the movie, and I was like, this is very embarrassing. At the movie with this guy that I am not dating right now. And
that's okay. Why not? I'll just cry.
Yeah.
What do I want to watch? I know there's so much content out there. I just don't even know where to start. So, and I don't want to ask people for recommendations because they're just going to recommend like shit I already know about. So.
Well, I've been recommending Gallivant to people.
The singing ABC movie.
Because it's silly and lovely and people need something silly to get through right now. Like, you don't need to be watching something upsetting. Yeah, you don't need to be watching Broadchurch right now.
Oh, I could not get into... I really wanted to get into Broadchurch, but I stopped watching dramas and my life became better. So I just didn't want to invest my emotions in dramas because it was weighing me down emotionally. So yeah. I just try to stick to comedies, which I think is why I just rewatch fucking Schitt's Creek and Good Place all the time. Just because it's light and fluffy and, you know, it still makes you think, but, you know, it's not something I worry about, you know?
Yeah, so, well, people have been asking for recommendations, and I keep recommending Gallivant, because everybody knows about Schitt's Creek and The Good Place and Parks and Rec. Like, everybody knows all those shows. So, I'm recommending something delightful and silly when things are hard so that people can watch something that makes them smile and laugh.
Well, kudos.
Actually, I've been watching Gallivant. That's why I recommended it.
I bought a pack of Chips Ahoy cookies that was three lanes wide. It's called the Party Pack. Ooh. 38% more than the Family Pack.
Ooh.
When Scott saw it, he's like, is this your coronavirus, you know... What do you call it? I don't know. He said something really funny, like my coronavirus stash of cookies. It's like, oh yeah, it's going to last 3 days. Because I really love chocolate chip stuff as for emotional eating. So I just really love the tiny chocolate chips in the cookies. And I eat my cookies weird. I break them up and put them in a glass of milk and eat it like cereal. So I basically just eat cookie milk because the cookie disintegrates. Cookie milk with chocolate chips swimming in them.
Yeah.
Cookie
crisp cereal.
Yeah.
Homemade cookie crisp.
Not even that, because I get real chocolate chips in this, bitch. And the cookie literally disintegrates in the milk by the time I get to the bottom, where all the chocolate chips had settled to the bottom of the cup. And then it's like I'm eating cookie dough, because then it's just like a spoonful of milk and crunchy chocolate chips.
I actually decided today that I really wanted to make chocolate chip muffins. I was like, on a thing. I was like, I'm going to bake. It's going to be amazing. We're almost out of butter.
Ah!
Was not butter at the store when my mom went.
They're right. You were right. There wasn't butter on Saturday when I was there. And I had, we have some from Costco. We bought a bunch of Irish butter. What's that Irish butter crap? The Irish butter. Right before, like at the end of February. And then I picked up another pack of regular butter like 2 weeks ago at Meijer. But you're right, this last Saturday, all the butter was gone. People are starting like to buy real shit now, you know? I have 15 pounds of flour in my house.
I may have
to start baking bread. And I did think ahead and buy yeast for that, so.
I'm disappointed I don't get to make chocolate chip muffins because there's no goddamn butter.
You can make some.
Just churn it myself.
Just churn it yourself. You can get up at 6 a.m. and just pound that butter away. Oh, man. Oh. Well, it's good to see your face. I miss you.
I miss you.
Yeah. I do consider you part of my germ circle, so, you know, if you wanted to come over, you could. So.
I'm feeling so anxious, like I have coronavirus, which is insane, because I've been doing a really good job of social distancing. Like, I did not go back to work. I worked with 2 students in person last week and 0 students in person this week. And, like, you know, I went to the optometrist. But every time I go to someplace like the optometrist, I'm like, I don't know who's been here.
Mm-hmm. Scott wanted, he had to meet with Frank's lawyer last Friday. And I was like, I was adamant. I was like, he's not allowed in our house. You're not bringing a stranger in our house. I don't know who he's been with, who he's met with in the last week. I'm like, you need to find another way to meet with him. You need to do everything electronic or do it over Skype or what. Well, he works out of his car. I was like, good. Then you can sign paperwork in our driveway because he isn't coming into our house.
Yeah.
And he thought I was fucking crazy. I was like, I'm not crazy. He's not part of our germ circle. He can't come in my house. I didn't go to my own dad's birthday party this last weekend.
Which, he still had his birthday party?
John took his family over. And Catherine was very upset she didn't get to see her cousins.
Yeah, she loves her cousins.
Yeah.
Particularly Violet, because they're basically the same person.
Yeah, but they're not in my germ circle. Even my parents aren't in my germ circle. I don't see them as often as I see you, you know? So... like, if you're not in my germ circle, be gone. Even, like, the kids that we're at the bus stop with every day, I cut Catherine off with over a week ago. Like, they're germ circle adjacent because we stand at a bus stop together every day, but, you know, it wasn't enough for me to continue to let her play with them. I don't know what germs their dads are bringing home because their dads work. One dad's an emergency responder, and I don't know what the other dad does, but I know he works because both moms stay home. So.
So, I have a friend whose in-laws are Trump supporters, and were not taking shit seriously at all, right? So, her in-laws were stopping by her house, and she said to her husband, they cannot come inside,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, they're not social distancing. I'm a nurse. Like, because a friend is a nurse, like, yeah. Your parents cannot come in the house. And then she's texting me the whole time, and she's like, God fucking damn it, he's hugging his parents, like, and now I'm the asshole who just made my in-laws stand out in the rain for no reason.
I hope she made her husband strip off his clothes before he came back in the house, because I would have. Oh, yes, right. Here, honey, here's your plastic bag. You just strip on the porch in front of your parents that you just made out with. And put your clothes in that bag and go put your ass in the shower. My friend Manya is an ER doctor in Connecticut, in Hartford. And she had a really scary post yesterday. She's like, yo, it real bad. If you legit get this, you go from super healthy to super sick in like 4 days. She's like, I am scared now. Coming from an ER doctor.
Yeah, well, I've seen some firsthand reports from people, and it sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, the extreme cases. The mild cases, I saw a video today because I was paranoid in my own bed taking my temperature. And she's like, I thought I had just had the flu. She's like, I just felt really shitty. And the only reason why we found out we had COVID-19 was we joined the Seattle flu study because all of our flu tests came back negative. We joined a clinical study that told us we had this virus. And they were all at a party together, and like 12 people got it. So she's like, I just felt like really bad, really sick. It was like a flu I couldn't get rid of. But she was lucky. She didn't stop breathing. She didn't have to go to the ER.
Right.
You know? It's hitting everyone differently. And I just pray that, you know, we social distanced enough and locked down our house fast enough that we're not going to get sick. We could still get sick. Scott just started staying home. Legit today.
I don't know if you saw this, but the Princess Cruise Line said that the virus was still alive on the ship 17 days later.
Oh, awesome.
So I was like, oh, fuck, we're all going to get this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, if that shit stays alive on surfaces for 3 weeks, like, everybody's going to get it.
Yeah, I've just heard stories of, like, 3 or 4 days on... it depends on what surface is.
Right,
it is living longer on hard metal surfaces, and there is a lot of brass and steel on that ship. But on clothing and paper, like packaging and stuff, it's only like 2 or 3 days. So I brought in all of our groceries from this weekend. I had Scott set up. This is what I did. I had Scott set up one of our buffet tables, and I brought all the bags in, and I wore gloves when I did that, and I wiped everything down with bleach cleaner. Everything, even my bananas. You know, the only bags I didn't fully wipe down were like the thinner plastic bags, like a bagel bag and my lettuce bag, but my bread bag is double bagged. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wiped down that whole outside. But everything got wiped down with bleach. And the things I couldn't wipe down, like Carrie gave Scott a bunch of books. Those bitches are still in my garage. They're not coming in the house for like 2 more days.
Perfect.
You know? So things that we weren't going to eat right away are still in the garage in the cold. And everything else got wiped down in bleach and brought in. And even our jackets, I'm like sequestering my jackets in the corner of the house, you know, so that it's only touching like that area. Man, this is weird. It's a weird time, man.
It's a weird time. And like I said, I'm never going to make this money back.
Yeah. I hope the government does something for small businesses.
Actual small businesses, yeah. Not millionaires with 50 people or less.
Right. Legit mom and pop places. Like the bra shop and you and my friend who runs a t-shirt place. Crying on the internet today saying she had to lay off everyone. You know, temporarily, they had to close. So businesses officially lay you off so you can claim unemployment. Because they don't have the personal slush funds to keep paying you.
Yeah, the woman who is my landlady at my office building also owns the flower shop in town, and I ran into her when I was at the office last week on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I've been meaning to call you all week, like I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of said, like, we're all in this together. She was like, prom's going to be canceled, Mother's Day, every wedding that I had coming up. Mm-hmm. She was like, I just have all these flowers in the flower shop that aren't going to go anywhere. So, like, that sucks.
Yeah. My friend's father died this week, and there's a funeral for him on Saturday. I'm like, oh, I really kind of want to go and see you, but I don't want to go.
Dude, this is Maggie's tip. If you have a death right now, cremate and do the funeral in some months.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Burn that bitch. Have a party later.
I mean, Irma's funeral was, whatever, 6 weeks after she died.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then my cousin and my aunt Nancy, she died right before Christmas, and we did her funeral in June because we did it outside at the like family plot. Mm-hmm. So we waited until it was warm to do it outside at the family plot.
Yep.
Cremate and wait.
It feels like a new bumper sticker or something. A t-shirt I need. Cremate and wait. COVID 19 2020. Cremate and wait.
So what are your favorite coronavirus memes that you've seen?
There've been a few funny ones. The first Yoda one really struck me today. It's when Baby Yoda washed his hands 3,000 times today, and now he has like a Skeletor hand. It's the it's the metal Terminator hand, and I was like, yes, I feel that. I feel that one hard.
This one, can we see it?
Yeah, get them while they last. Oh yeah, the NCAA championship shirts, blank T-shirts. I love
just
it.
Just white shirts. I sent that to my dad. And he sent me back a text immediately that said, not funny.
Oh, today I saw Step Aside, Younglings, OG Gamers are back online. And it was like a group of 40-some-year-old dads like walking out of their garage like they were going to start playing Nintendo again.
This one's one of my favorites. So it was Ceci's birthday this week, and it was also my friend Melissa's this birthday this week. So it's a kid writing, right? And it says, "To coronavirus, you destroyed my birthday. You are the F word."
I love it. That's amazing. You are the F word.
You are the F word.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah, that one was lovely. I'm just going through the ones that I saved right now. This one I also liked. What I expected my apocalyptic outfit to be versus what it really looks like.
What it really is, right? Yeah.
And so it's, why can I not? Charlize Theron in Mad Max versus Charlize Theron in Arrested Development. And on Arrested Development, she played
an eccentric woman, to put it nicely.
Mentally deficient.
Yeah. Mentally deficient.
So, yes.
Oh, man. I know. The ones that are like, can we dress like this yet? And it's all the post-apocalyptic movies and those outfits.
I still have a hard time saying that word because of LaShawn Beyond from, I don't even remember. Oh, season 4. That was season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race. The first episode when she kept on being like post-apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic. So I was like, I've said it wrong so much that I can't say it right anymore. Post-apocalyptic.
Cheaty Anna Kendrick.
What's the difference between COVID-19 and Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know. What?
One's a coronavirus and the other's a Verona crisis.
Oh, no. Wah, wah.
And drag queen icon Darian Lake tweeted, on the bright side, at least there won't be any school shootings for the next month.
Right? Ooh. Funny, not funny?
Funny, not funny.
I saw someone's kid said that, too, somewhere. Oh, good. I can stop worrying about school shootings. Getting shot at school.
For social distancing reasons, I shall henceforth be wearing hoop skirts.
Oh, I love that. Bring back the hoop skirt. Bring back the hoop skirt.
Bring back a hoop skirt. So those are my favorite ones. Those are the ones that I saved to my phone. I also saved this one to post to my business page. So it has exponential functions, and it says, like, we'll ever use this crap.
You can now.
Yeah, that's why I posted. I posted it on my business page and said, just look at us now.
You should have your students figure out we're using that, using math, where our sick cases will be. Or knowing that we're only testing the most sick people, how many people do you think really have it?
10 to 20 times more than that, at least.
Yeah, at least double, which means we have surpassed Italy. Because I think they're testing everyone.
I'm surprised. I'm confused about this. So Ohio had their first case before us.
Mm-hmm.
And our governors have had similar responses at similar times. And Michigan's cases have exploded and Ohio's cases have not.
I think we just finally started testing more people. Like, the CDC has really had the testing on lockdown. If you don't meet these X criteria, you're not getting a test. Yes, Maggie, you most likely have this, but you're still breathing, so stay home. We're not wasting a test on you.
But do you really think that Michigan is testing 4 times more than Ohio is?
I think all the snowbirds are home. It's spring, man. So,
snowbirds in Ohio too. I just am surprised by it, and I can't figure out what I think is wrong. I would think it was testing if it was in a couple hundred or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's like we have like 3 times as much as them.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're testing that much more.
We're also a major airport, so a lot of people do fly in from other countries directly into Detroit. So,
that's true.
Detroit
that's
is a true. Direct hub for Amsterdam, London, and Germany, Frankfurt. There's not a lot of direct. All the Paris flights I've seen have to fly out of Chicago. But Detroit's a major vein, even for like Asian countries as well. So, that could be one of the reasons. We have more airport traffic than rural Ohio, so especially Southeast Michigan. Who knows? Yeah, all I know is we should have locked down when China locked down and we didn't. We'll wait and see if it gets here, as we said 45 minutes ago. Let's wait till the murderer's in the house and then we'll lock the doors.
Well, so I've been talking to Patrick, and he was like, I was like, dude, you're gonna get it. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get the virus because his boss is still making him work.
He should wear those hazmat suits you can get from Home Depot. They're paint jumpers, head-to-toe paint jumpers, and he should wear those to his houses for sure. Legit.
And he was saying, well, if I get it, then I'll get to stay home. And I was like, I think you need a new job.
Yeah.
Like, if you're excited to get this horrible disease because you'll get time off, like, I think that there's something wrong.
You tell him Shannon agrees. He needs to quit or get fired or go find something else that values your life more than selling windows, because that's bullshit.
It is. It's total bullshit.
I mean, I have a friend who is a contractor. He builds shit for a living, and he's still working, but he's only doing outside jobs. And that's because people are still willing to have him over to their house to do outside work. I was supposed to have a lawn guy come by last Friday. And I was like, do you think we should still meet? He's like, we'll be outside and we don't have to touch each other, so I think we'll be okay. And I was like, okay. He still ended up canceling because all his vendors started closing and canceling on him. So
he
had to, like, get his own ducks in a row. So I was like, I would still love a quote. You can still come out, or we can do a phone call. I can walk you around my yard on Skype or FaceTime or whatever, you know. So he He hasn't called me back yet. He's probably busy trying not to die.
Oh, I forgot another thing during the recommendations. I purchased Onward and watched it.
Oh, good.
I know that it was coming to Disney Plus soon, but I was really going to go see it in the theaters and didn't get the chance, and I really wanted to support them, and I really wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we thought about buying it the other night, so I didn't know if I wanted to spend $20. Is it just a $20 rental, too?
You own it.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be on Disney Plus in another week, so.
Yeah. I don't mind giving my money. I thought of going to see it the weekend it came out because no one was at the movies. And they had just started social distancing at the theater, so you could only sit every two seats anyway. So I thought
It came out the wedding weekend, so I couldn't see it because I was busy with wedding stuff. And then the next weekend was when, like, things were starting to amp up and they canceled school. And I was like, I'm going to go to the movies and see it. There's not going to be anybody there.
Right.
Where I'm still, like, ready to take risks. Being like, it's fine. There's not even a case in Michigan yet. But my mom talked me out of it.
Yeah, I almost went. I almost took Catherine. But only because there was literally no one else in the theater. Anyway, well, it's good seeing your face. No, should probably wrap it up. Like a dick.
Like a dick.
Gotta learn our new German saying. Which sounds very hostile. I don't remember it anymore.
Me neither. That was why I made that face. But I do remember Susan sucked you beat.
Right.
Because I've heard it enough times. I can repeat it. I've got it.
Yep.
But yeah, you guys, we would love to hear from you. Let us know what kind of content you are interested in hearing, right? Like, if you want more podcasts, if you want us to do a special kind of show, like, give us some suggestions. Tell us what we can do to help you during this apocalyptic time.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe we can, you know, do some watch parties, host some watch parties online. We can have other friends Skype in and record and do videos and whatnot. So I know our Demon Lobster buddies, I don't even think that there's going to be a PenguinCon this year. So I was already thinking of trying to do some sort of video roundtable with them and, you know, record it somehow. So, you know, I'll drink our whiskey at home. They'll be all jealous. I have all this whiskey for them to share. And no one to share it with now. Did you drink all the peanut butter?
It's gone.
Alcohol is considered an essential necessity. Those stores are still open.
I've been overdoing it on the alcohol. I was like, somehow my psychiatrist knew it even though I didn't bring it up to her. Where, like, I was talking to her on our phone conversation and she was like, how's your drinking been? I'm like, ha.
Hey.
Daily?
It's either that or gummy bears, so take your pick.
Yeah, I switched back to gummy bears.
Yeah.
Dude, chilling me out.
Those peach circles are amazing.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're real good. I think they're about 25, because I eat half and I'm just like, meh. So, I haven't eaten a whole one yet. Thinking real hard about it.
All right. So anyway, everybody, find us on all the social media. Talk to us. We love hearing from you, especially now. Let us know what we can do for you during the apocalyptics. And also tweet me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been
228.
It's been that.
No, 229.
Of that more thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. And tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream.
reality. It's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big